Come on, my friend. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now, shall we? Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your power, your spirit that we feel in this house tonight. Almighty God, you're great and greatly to be praised. Oh, it feels great in the house of the Lord on a Wednesday evening. I appreciate the liberty of the Holy Ghost that I feel. Amen. The spirit of worship, faith that is in this building. I'm so thankful for what the Lord is going to do for us. What an honor it is to be back in Elkhart, and I give honor to your pastor and his family. Love and appreciate Brother Sister Johnson and their family so very much, and their friendship. And it's always a tremendous honor to be with you, and just been looking forward to this. It's been a little bit, and just excited about what the Lord is going to do for us this week. I believe the Lord's going to do some great and mighty things. Amen. I've come expecting the Lord to fill some people with the Holy Ghost and work some miracles and do some healing, because that's just what God does. Amen. So tonight I want to get right into the word of the Lord, and I'm going to pick up where the praise team just opened the door and left off here today. We didn't get together and discuss what they were going to sing and what I was going to preach, but I just believe the Lord has a way of doing things, and he does it just right. Amen. The book of Mark, chapter number 9 and verse number 23, Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe all things, somebody say all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Lord, if you'll help me for a few minutes from this thought. I have some doubt, but I have some faith. I have some doubt, but I have some faith. Amen. Would you lift your voice with me right now in your hands and your heart, and let's just ask the Lord to speak to us and challenge us with his word tonight. God, I'm so thankful for your presence. I'm so thankful, Lord, to be in your house, to worship and to praise you. I'm thankful, Lord, for your people who have gathered in this building to honor and bless your name. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint the ministry of your word, anoint us to hear and receive and respond. Let your divine will be accomplished in this house, and your name be glorified tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Before you're seated, would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his goodness and faithfulness? God bless you, and those of you that will help me preach, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Familiar passage of scripture where we find this frantic father coming to the Lord seeking deliverance for his son. His son is possessed with what the Bible refers to and calls a dumb spirit, primarily because it left him with the inability to speak. And the father began to explain that when the spirit would manifest itself, his son would begin to convulse and foam at the mouth and gnash with the teeth, and this young man would become irate and undomesticated and uncontrollable. And quite often this evil spirit would try to drive him into drown him in the water and cast him in the fire. Perhaps that is why the father sadly referred to his son as a lunatic, and his heart is breaking because he's watching this spirit hopelessly, watching his son hopelessly wither away. And Jesus said, I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure, is what this man tells the Lord. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. And Jesus later explained, there are some things that are only going to happen but by prayer and by fasting. And some 2,000 years later, the truth still remains. Amen. We've got the increase of knowledge, and we've discovered how to send money and messages around the world with a push of a button. We can diagnose disease. We can travel the world, amen, in a in a winged aluminum can. We can predict tomorrow's weather. We can look into the atmosphere. Amen. We can look at objects 200 times smaller than the width of your hair under a microscope. But when hell come against you, when the devil begins to attack, amen, when the doctor throws up his hands, there are only two old-fashioned powerful practices that are going to help. It's the power of prayer and the power of fasting. Yes, there are some things we can do, amen, with our talent and our skill and our knowledge, but there are some things that only prayer and fasting can do. I can have a meeting without prayer, but I can't have a move of God without prayer. I need the power of prayer in my life. Consequently, the disciples did not say, Lord, teach me how to sing on perfect pitch. Lord, teach us how to win friends and influence people. They didn't even say, Lord, teach us how to come up with five great points for our sermon Sunday. But Lord, their prayer is, teach me how to pray. Because prayer always produces results. It can go where I cannot. It can reach who I cannot. I still believe in the effectual, fervent prayer of righteous people. And when this young man made visual contact with the Lord, the Bible said that he began to fall on the ground and he's swallowing it. And upon seeing him, I think it's interesting that once he saw the Lord, there was an immediate response. May I just interject here tonight? It doesn't matter if it's devils, angels, or humans. When you encounter God, when you encounter his presence, there will be a response to the presence of God. You can't get around it. You can't ignore it. Some say, well, I just won't respond. Well, that's a response. It's just a negative response. So since we don't have a choice but to respond, we ought to respond in such a way that heaven will reward that and heaven will honor that. I want to respond with my worship. I want to respond with my praise. And this young man lying on the ground wallowing, Jesus asked the distraught father, how long has this been upon him? And he says, since a child. And you can hear the extreme urgency in this father's voice when he pleads with the Lord and says, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Whether you choose to show pity or demonstrate power, we will take either, but something must change. We cannot keep going the way we are going. We need a miracle today. Amen. This man, if you see what I see, this man just looked into the face of God, the one that created the world, the one that parted the waters, and says to him, if you can do anything, if you can do anything, to me, it's the equivalent of me challenging Bill Gates' knowledge of computers. Amen. Or a kindergarten student challenging a college professor's knowledge. Amen. But Jesus does not look at this man and rebuke him because he understands where he is. Jesus simply says to this man, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. As the man put an if on the power of God, God put an if on the man's faith. Amen. And Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believes. Looking in the face of this man, Jesus proclaimed a message of hope that anybody, anytime can hold on to. And that is, if you can believe, you can receive your miracle. If you can believe, you can receive the Holy Ghost. If you can believe, you can get an answer no matter what you face. The message works. If you can believe. But it is the response of the Father that intrigues me, because in all sincerity, he cries out, Lord, I believe, but I've got some unbelief. Help my unbelief. I have this doubt, but I have some faith. What an interesting contradiction. These two seem mutually mutually exclusive, because we tend to think where there is doubt, there can be no faith, and where there is faith, there can be no doubt. And you see, doubt has but one purpose, and that is to undermine your faith. Doubt's never built anything. It's never accomplished anything. It's never achieved anything. Doubt does not fuel desire. Doubt does not inspire confidence. It only tears down and destroys and focuses upon the negative. It can't see it happening. It can't see it being done. Amen. It is the negative voice that casts its shadow over our faith and over our hope. Amen. But the Bible says that this man, he says, Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. It is doubt that will rob you. It is doubt, not it is faith, however, that reaps the miraculous from God. Amen. But when this desperate father tells the Lord, help my unbelief, Jesus does not respond with, I'm sorry, but because you have some unbelief, because you have some doubt, your request is going to be ungranted. Because your doubt has just prevented any chance of a miracle in your situation. Your unbelief has just bankrupt your son's deliverance. No, that is not what the Lord said. The Lord just looked to that young man and spoke to the spirit that was in him and said, I charge you in the name of the Lord, come out of him, enter no more. And the spirit went out. His help thou my unbelief did not stop the Lord from working a miracle, but rather it was a struggling statement of faith. It was, Lord, I believe, that initiated and caused the miracle. Yes, in our mind, amen, the doubt is enough to stop the supernatural. We tend to think that doubt and faith cannot coexist. But here they are in the same man at the same time. Faith and doubt. Faith prepared to receive a miracle. Faith prepared to embrace the impossible, to receive the promise. Faith is shouting, I believe. Faith prepared to see this young man delivered. But doubt's there. Doubt raises its head. It throws a wrench into the working gears of faith. Doubt tries to rob him of the miraculous. Faith rises in its heart to receive. But doubt immediately throws a stumbling block in the path. Faith reaches for the promise. But doubt becomes a hindrance. What an incredible dichotomy. Here they are side by side working at the same time in the same man. A miracle's in his grasp. The thing that he's desperate for, the thing that he needs is right there. And his faith reaches forth to grasp it. Doubt says, no way. It's an uncomfortable truth to think that both faith and doubt can operate and be in our mind and our spirit at the same time. So how is it that a man with doubt can still get the Lord to deliver his son from demonic depression? Because even though he said, help my unbelief, Jesus heard him say, I believe. Amen. I rise and I come to this pulpit tonight to tell somebody, regardless of the struggle you're having between your doubt and your faith, you can still be healed. Regardless of the struggle you're having between doubt and faith, you can still receive a miracle. You can still be forgiven. You can still receive the Holy Ghost. Before you leave this service tonight, God can heal you. Before you leave this Wednesday night revival, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God, does anybody in the house believe it can happen? And right now, somebody's asking, how is that even possible if I'm wrestling with some doubt and some unbelief in my life? Amen. I want somebody to get the picture right now. I want somebody to understand. You may feel like that you have to have more doubt. Amen. You may feel like that you have more doubt than you have faith. But you don't need two mountains of faith for every mountain of doubt that you're wrestling against. Hallelujah. You know how much faith you really need? Amen. I know you can't see it from where you are, but that's how much you need. A mustard seed. It doesn't matter tonight how much doubt you're wrestling with in your mind. If you can come up with that much faith right now, because the Lord said, if you have a faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, remove, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. This little bit of faith is enough to overturn the doubt that you are wrestling with in your mind. This little bit of faith is enough to produce. Oh, it doesn't look like much. Amen. You can't even see it from where you are. Amen. So it may not look like much to the person beside you, but one uplifted hand, one step in the aisle, one cry at the altar is enough to capture God's attention and initiate what you need in your life. You may have doubt, but if you've got a little bit of faith, little is much. Oh, little is much when God is in it. Amen. Regardless of the doubt you have, amen, your little bit of faith can overturn it right now. We used to sing a little song when I was growing up in church that said, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. I wonder if there's anybody in this building tonight that's got just a little bit of faith. I'm not asking you to bring a bucket full. I'm not asking you to bring it in wheelbarrows. Amen. But I'm looking for somebody that's got just a little bit of faith right now. Just a mustard seed of faith. Because if you've got that much faith, amen, God can do something miraculous in your life. With that much faith, you can be healed. You can be delivered and set free. God wants to do it. All he needs you to do is activate the faith that you have right now. Show me something he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. Anything is possible if you have just a little bit of faith. I feel faith in this building right now. I felt it in this altar area while we were singing. Faith began to rise in your heart. Why don't you act upon the faith that you have right now? You see, in the New Testament church, they got together in Acts 12 and they prayed without ceasing for Peter to be delivered from prison. The church people, not sinners, but people of faith, got together and had a continual prayer meeting, and God sent an angel, delivered Peter out of prison, and he went knocking on the door at the prayer meeting that they were at. And when he knocked on the door, Rhoda heard his voice and was so overwhelmed with excitement, she forgot to open the door, runs back inside, makes a statement that prompted ridicule. She said, Peter is at the door, and the praying church, the active members of the prayer chain, amen, said, it just looks like him. And it just sounds like him, but we're still in the middle of our prayer meeting. And you're telling me that what I've been asking God for is already here. And the Bible said he just kept knocking and kept knocking and kept knocking until somebody had a little bit of faith and opened the door and saw him. Amen. When they were doubting and debated his deliverance, he stood outside shivering in the night, knocking at the door. The Lord did not tell Peter, go back to the prison cell, get back in your chains, because these people do not believe me. Yet, amen, instead he just kept knocking until somebody had a little bit of faith to open the door. Amen. I feel so compelled in my spirit, amen, to tell somebody, you've been praying some big prayers and God's already dispatched answers to you. Amen. But you're saying, I don't know if this is it. I don't know if it can happen. All the while, right now, I feel this strongly in my spirit. Somebody's got a miracle knocking at your door right now. There's a healing knocking at somebody's door right now. There's Holy Ghost outpouring knocking at your door. There's a miracle knocking at the door. You may have some doubt, but if you got enough faith just to get up and open the door, your miracle is here. How long will your miracle have to wait on you? How long will it have to knock at the door before you decide, I'm leaving my pew, I'm getting in the altar, because tonight's my night. This is my service. God's going to do something. I've got enough faith to move me to respond to God. I'm telling you, I feel something miraculous right now. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but somebody in this building, I hear it in the spirit. There's a knock at the door. Would somebody please get the door tonight? Reach over if it's appropriate. Amen. Pray with the person next to you if it's appropriate. Oh, somebody lift your voice right now. Somebody lift your faith right now, because I feel the presence of Almighty God in this house. Anything can happen right now. I feel it so strongly. I keep feeling a wave of it in my spirit. Hey, hallelujah. If you could see how close you were. If you could see how close you were. I feel the Holy Ghost reaching for somebody right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I've come to declare to you tonight, amen, you've already got some faith. The very fact that you're here right now, the very fact that you're in the house of God tells me you got faith. God has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. You have the faith. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't be here. If you didn't think God could do it, you wouldn't be here right now. There was enough faith to bring you to the house of God. Don't let it stop you at your seat. There was enough faith to cause you to get up and come to the house of God tonight. Don't let it hold you back at the pew. Somebody needs to put their foot over the edge and step out of the boat and begin to walk upon the miracle and walk upon the water that is before you right now. I need a prayer warrior to help me just a moment, because I feel something moving in the atmosphere. Your doubts may be telling you that you've gone too far and been away from God too long. But if you've got just a little bit of faith, all you got to do is slip your hand in the air, walk to this altar, repent of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Your doubts may be telling you that you can't be healed, but the 10 lepers prove if you'll just step out on his word, if you'll just take a step of faith, healing will overtake you. I'm telling you what I sense in the Holy Ghost right now. The Spirit of God's calling somebody to take a step. The Spirit of God's calling somebody to make a move right now. I got plenty of notes. I got plenty of notes, but I feel the Holy Ghost just saying, just try me. I feel the Holy Ghost saying, just step out on my word. Take that little bit of faith that you think is insufficient. That little bit of faith that you think is not enough. It's enough to bring the healing. It's enough to bring the miracle. It's enough to receive the Holy Ghost. Come on, if I were you and needed a miracle from God, I'd step out in faith to this altar and let the ministry pray for me right now. If I were you and wanted the Holy Ghost, I'd step out of my seat to this altar. On the way to this altar, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on. If I were you and needed a healing, I'd step to this altar and let the ministry anoint me right now. Come on, you don't need a whole lot. Just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit. Lord, I believe. Come on, if all you have is some if faith. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. Come on, that's it. Maybe you don't have a need. I wish you'd make a contact of faith with somebody nearby you right now. There's miracle power in this building. Hayabakayabara. Come on, you don't have to leave the way you came. You don't have to leave. Amen. God's here to work a miracle. God's here to answer you. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can receive it right now. All you've got to do is ask God to forgive you. All you've got to do is repent. I'm not going to do it anymore. Forgive me. And make an about face. I'm not going back to that. Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. If you've got the faith to ask, he's got the power to perform.